This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Girls on the Run provides dynamic lessons that instill valuable life skills through fun programs that build confidence and decision-making skills. Jillian Byerly is executive director of Girls on the Run.
Thank you, Loman, and thank you, Jillian, for being a guest.
Thanks so much for having me.
Girls on the Run is a program that I had not heard a lot about until recently, and which translates maybe some of our listeners have not either. So could you share with us a little bit about how the Girls on the Run got started? What was the inspiration and what you do?
Yeah, I think there's probably a little bit of a misconception or a misnomer in our name, Girls on the Run, because while we do use running, there is so much more to the program than that. Girls on the Run is a program, an after-school program, which really is providing support, connections, mentorship, and introducing and practicing some really key skills to girls in third through eighth grade, skills that are designed to help them navigate life with confidence and with joy and to help them make intentional decisions. So there's a lot that goes into the program, and it's certainly running and physical health is an important part of it, but it is only one part of it.
So the name Girls on the Run actually had a correlation to an activity of running in addition to the things that you just mentioned. A little background on how the organization came up with the name.
Actually, Girls on the Run is a national organization. We have chapters or councils in all 50 states. And it was started in Charlotte, North Carolina, by a woman called Molly Barker. She was a teacher, a social worker, and a triathlete. And it was through working through some of those childhood issues, those issues that sort of bleed into the young adulthood, some issues with mental health and just self-image and confidence, that she really devised this program for girls. And it really started on a very grassroots level, her writing the curriculum at her mom's dining room table, and then 13 brave girls who showed up as the first team who participated, and we have evolved and grown over the years, over about 26 years, to now have about 200,000 girls participating across the country, which is pretty incredible to think of.
That's pretty impressive. How many girls are in your program, your specific program geographically?
So Girls on the Run Mid-State, we have about 2,500 girls participate each year across 17 counties.
Girls on the Run, you're teaching them critical life skills, resolving conflict, helping others make intentional decisions. That is so important to me. My background in teaching leadership and business ethics, making intentional decisions is so important that you are not passive in how you live your life. Increasing the physical activity is also a good thing these days with the amount of cell phones that are out there, and the conversations are through texts and instant message and Spotify, and I'm probably showing my age. All those things add up to very important end products. Tell me a little bit, if you would, how you were inspired to take the position to lead this organization.
Growing up, I was fairly typical. I was a girl who struggled to fit in, to find her people. I think girls these days, and even, you know, when I was growing up, faced a lot of pressures. Pressure to be successful, to be smart, to be popular, to make the team, to, you know, be in the musical, to do all of these different things, to look a certain way, to act a certain way. And, you know, that's really tough on girls. And it certainly it was something that resonates with me.
This is Joe Geiger on the Lincoln Radio Program, and my guest today is Jillian Byerly, the executive director on a program that called Girls on the Run Capital Area. Jillian, I think over the years of research and involvement that I've had in the nonprofit sector, the one common denominator of all nonprofits is that they improve the quality of life in the community. And certainly with all the competition for identity for young girls at this point in time in our country, your organization is so important to help them find out themselves who they are.
It is really important. It's an important part of their social health. Navigating friendships at this age is really difficult. So having a really strong sense of self becomes really important. realizing that they don't have to fit in, that it's okay to stand out, and providing them with that space and mentors who validate who they are and let them be their silly selves, their goofy selves, their nerdy selves, their smart selves, whatever that self is.
A big challenge to be able to pull all this together. I'm sure that it comes naturally to you and the staff and the people who lead and manage the program. But at the end of the day, how do you know you're making a difference?
We have a small team of staff, five staff, but we manage about 500 volunteers each year. And it is through those volunteers and it is through the families who write to us and reach out to us to share about the impact that the program has had on their girl. We had a mom whose daughter has club feet. She has a chromosome disorder. She has autism. Doctors had told her that she would never walk, let alone run. But we found a place for Jossie, the girl's name, in our program. She thrived. And 3 weeks into the program, her mom witnessed her break into a run for the first time in her life. So we are removing restrictive limitations on girls and allowing them to break out of the girl box and to really thrive. So hearing from people who have participated as volunteers, who have had girls go through the program, that's incredibly meaningful for us. It keeps us focused. It keeps us inspired. And it also sort of reminds us we are making a difference.
Jillian, if somebody out there is listening and they want to contribute to your program or they want to volunteer, share your website where they can find you.
If anyone who's interested, go to gotrmidstatepa.org. They will find all the information to reach out and contact us directly.
So that's GOTR, an acronym for Girls on the Run. My guest today is Jillian Byerly, the executive director for Girls on the Run, Capital Area. Jillian, thank you for being a guest on the program.
Great talking with you. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.